And thank you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Wald. Dr. Wald, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. Mm-hmm. You have published successful books on natural health, and right now we will be discussing persistent fatigue. Okay. Heather says, no matter how much sleep I get or how well I eat, I am still tired all of the time. Mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old and I shouldn't feel this way. My doctor says that I have iron anemia and recommend that I take iron pills and eat foods high in iron, but it's been 6 months and nothing is helping. What else could be going on?
Okay. Again, a very important question. Heather's only, 27, but this information I'll be speaking about right now, how I respond to the question, has to do with any age. So, the body has only so many ways of expressing symptoms when you come to think of it. Many conditions, hundreds of conditions, literally could look like just fatigue. Mm. So one of those conditions might be in a 27-year-old that she's menstruating, maybe a little heavily, maybe a little bit inconsistently in terms of heavier flows and lighter flows or just heavy flows. And of course, you lose iron. So the body needs iron to make hemoglobin, which is a protein in a red blood cell. And red blood cells are the cells that supply oxygen to all the tissues. So the fatigue from what we call a simple iron anemia, in this case, let's say from menstruation, is the result of the body being oxygen deprived because of lack of hemoglobin production and sometimes lack of production of red blood cells itself. Mm. So on a blood test, the red blood cell count will generally be low, the hemoglobin and or hematocrit will generally be low. And then if you really want to go further to know, is this like a long-term anemia, you do a test called ferritin, which is also an inflammatory test, but it also can show a chronic iron anemia. It's important to do these extra tests because if you give someone iron and they're feeling better, but they do not have their ferritin corrected, that long-term test in the background, eventually they're just going to end up being anemic again. Now, there are many different forms of anemia. There is protein anemia, there's of course iron anemia, there's vitamin C anemia, there's B vitamin anemia, there's glutathione anemia, and protein anemias. All of these anemias are deficiencies, that's what anemia means, and based on the type or combinations of anemia, because a person can have many types of anemia at once, Sunny, a person can have this persistent fatigue. In medicine, they're extremely narrow-minded to the iron anemia, which they should be in terms of recognizing it, since it is the most common anemia on the planet, but it's not the only one. And I constantly see other docs missing these other forms of anemia, which are right there in the tests. Mm-hmm. Or the testing suggests that they might be there, but there's no follow-up and above proper testing, like adding the ferritin test.
Got it.
So having said that, Heather, what else might be causing your fatigue? You might be highly stressed in your life. Stress burdens the body in general and affects the nervous system and can create a fatigued sense of feeling from stress. Also, fatigue can be caused by a depression. It can be caused by improper caloric intake, just not enough calories. Perhaps it's not enough protein or not enough fats or not enough healthy carbohydrates or a combination of those things. Any variety of health problems can result in anemias, whether it's iron anemia or others. So in order to manage the fatigue, you'd want to fix your obvious anemias, but you'd want to also ask, well, why is that anemia caused? Maybe it's just not caused by a simple thing like menstruation. Maybe it's caused by, let's say, protein deficiency from malabsorption disease. Mm-hmm. So someone might have celiac disease and be fatigued, or someone might have cancer, which affects the energy portions of the cells and be fatigued. They may have autoimmune disease, which creates a very heavy burden of inflammation, which can absolutely cause fatigue. The list goes on and on. So how you treat fatigue, Heather, is based on what is actually causing your fatigue, and then correcting those problems, making adjustments over time, and then developing a lifestyle plan which is doable and supports whatever health issues that you have. And that, generally speaking, is a very good approach for managing fatigue. And then I, Sunny, add another kind of layer of protection there. What we do, Heather, is we would look at your blood work and compare you to healthy ranges. The blood tests that you've had by your doctors are useful, but the ranges there are based on average people. We need to also base your labs on healthy people, which are completely different ranges, you see. So you might have one or two abnormalities on your regular blood test that your doctor does. But when I do it and I nutritionally interpret it, it might show me 10 or 15 different abnormalities. The point is not to give you more worry, but it's actually to point out the truth of what's happening in your chemistry that was a little bit under the surface that was revealed when you used a different analysis. Right. So I don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I recommend that people do their labs, and we interpret those labs medically based on traditional ways in which various doctors like myself would interpret those labs. And then there's my blood detective approach, which compares people to healthy so that we can uncover those hidden nutritional problems that are just not obvious on the testing. And then we put together a lifestyle plan for that. And of course, I've missed many other things that could possibly cause fatigue because this is a short video. But through careful conversation with an individual, a lot of these come out, and then we can design specific lab tests and other sort of assessments to make them obvious, and then develop a plan of health building from that, Sonny.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Wall. This was great information. Thank you.
You're welcome.